With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A couple of years ago, one of novelist T. Caragason Boyle's pals handed him a newspaper clipping.
In the news article, an Asian man had jumped ship somewhere in the south of the United States, been at large for 6 weeks, and was then captured and deported. And when he was captured, he was a mass of pustules and, bleeding cuts and insect bites and so on. So this is right up my alley, obviously, particularly the pus and the muck and the swamps.
So in his newest novel, East is East, T. Caragason Boyle makes his anti-hero a young Japanese seaman who jumps ship off the Georgia coast, where he is pursued relentlessly and hilariously by the law. The fugitive stumbles into a writer's colony whose participants seem strangely familiar.
We have Irving Thalamus, the great legend of Jewish American letters. We have Laura Grobian, the doyen of the haunted-eyed, pale wasp novelists from the coast, whose whole fame rests on the 191-page trilogy she'd written called San Francisco Light.
Boyle says a lot about the politics of writers' conferences.
Several reviewers have theorized, actually have accused me of taking pot shots at various existing writers, or bounty hunting, as one put it. But the fact is, I invented these writers and this colony, and have never been to one.
While East is East is a truly funny book, readers may be startled by its tragic ending. East is East by the gifted writer T. Caragason Boyle is now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. T. Caragason Boyle, who won the Penn Faulkner Award for his novel World's End, sets his latest book in the state of Georgia.
I made a grueling research trip with three of my drunken bachelor buddies, and we stayed in the Homerville Motel in the dry county of Clinch.
Why Georgia?
I love the town of Savannah, and I love the Sea Islands off of Georgia where it was set, and of course, where the climactic scene takes place in the Okefenokee Swamp.
T. Caragason Boyle's novel East is East is the wacky tale of an AWOL Japanese seaman who was relentlessly chased by the law through the Okefenokee. Despite the upbeat tone of the novel, the story does not have a happy ending.
I like happy endings, too, but in my own...
I like grade B movies.
Yeah, me too, sure. I love the old movies from the 40s where everything is great. We don't have any AIDS. We don't have any homeless. We don't have Saddam Hussein. Everything works. Nothing's broken down. There's infinite supplies of everything we want. But unfortunately, I don't think you can view the world in those terms anymore.
East is East is about where one belongs and his or her place in society, as suggested in two epigraphs at the front of the book.
Those who wish to live horribly and die horribly are choosing a beautiful way of life. Now, I've always subscribed to that, haven't you, Don?
Let me think about that.
And the second one is from Joel Chandler Harris's Uncle Remus Tales. Bred and born in de Briar Patch, Brer Fox. Bred and born.
East is East by T. Caragason Boyle is a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.